Drupal Voices is a series of interviews with people contributing to the Drupal community. Brought to you by Drupalize Me. Become a Drupal super genius from the convenience of your own living room. Lullabot's extensive Drupal training library contains almost 200 hours of streaming video, including in-depth classes on subjects such as CCK, Views, Drupal theming, jQuery and JavaScript, Drupal performance and scalability, and new Drupal 7 specific videos being released every month. Get immediate access to the entire library when you become a member. For more information, visit drupalize.me today. Go, Drupalize yourself.
My name is Larry Garfield, or Krell on Drupal.org. I'm the Web Services and Context Core Initiative owner for Drupal 8, and in part the person responsible for Drupal moving to adopt a number of Symfony components. That actually came out of the Web Services Initiative. We originally were looking at, we knew we needed to abstract HTTP handling in Drupal 8 and just do something more robust than dollar get and dollar post. And we knew there were other projects that had, this sort of code had to exist somewhere. And so we looked around to see what existing libraries we could just use in good open source fashion. And the two main ones we looked at were Symfony 2, which is an open source framework, and Zen framework. And between the two of them, we decided that Symfony's library was a bit more robust. They did not have a contributor license agreement the way Zend used to. They don't anymore, which would make it easier for us to help commit code back upstream to them if we wanted to fix a bug. And also, several members of the Symfony community actively got involved in our discussions about which library we wanted to use. And that was one of the bigger factors for me, that they were willing to reach out and work with us and offer to help us implement just this one library to simplify one little piece of the system. And so we dropped that in around shortly after DrupalCon London, added the HTTP Foundation library from Symfony. Now, the way Symfony is built, it's a series of, 20 to 30 fairly freestanding components that do a single task. They're just freestanding PHP libraries that you can drop into any project and use for just that one piece, like the HTTP handling. And then on top of that is a full stack framework that you can use to build full-on web applications. Drupal is kind of halfway, full stack framework and halfway CMS application. Working through the problems we were trying to solve with the WISC initiative for web services and the things we knew we needed to do to Drupal in order to get more robust REST handling, services handling, deal with the entirety of HTTP correctly, we realized somewhere around November, December of 2011 that, wait a minute, some of these other Symfony components, those core systems, already do that same kind of thing we were talking about writing. And they do it in a fairly good way, and it's already been tested in the field. Let's just use that. And so it took a while to think through all the implications. A lot of discussions, Sprint hosted at the Acquia offices in Boston in February. And we came to the conclusion that, yes, what we want to do, Symfony has already done. So let's just adopt those components and save ourselves several years worth of development. And I think that's a very good decision. Not in the least because it means I have to write less code, but it also allows us to focus on our core competency, which is building an awesome CMS and CMF application layer by saying, okay, handling of HTTP, done. We don't have to worry about the details there. That's already been handled. Handling of HTTP caching in a more robust way. Handling breaking up a page into multiple components and caching them separately. Block caching only better. All of these things that we wanted to do have already been done. We just need to now build off of those. And that opens up not just benefits to the code, but also for the community. It allows us to reach into the broader PHP community in ways that we have not done so before. And you know, here at DrupalCon, we have the project lead for Symphony, Fabien Pontoncier, and one of the other lead developers, Lucas Smith, who came in, you know, to help reach out to Drupal as we reach out to Symphony as well. And that's the kind of collaboration that I was really hoping we'd be able to foster. And you know, that gives us, it allows us to really take part in a massive transformation in the PHP world that's been happening the last 2 years or so, where not just Drupal, but a lot of other projects are really starting to drift away from and break away from their not invented here problems. And there's a lot more work towards cross-project collaboration, towards discrete components rather than monolithic applications. And this lets us be a part of that process and improve Drupal, improve our community, grow our community, and hopefully really become even more of a driver in the web CMF and web framework space.
What have you seen as a reaction from the Drupal community adopting this and actually growing our community?
So this is now day 3 of DrupalCon, and so far my week has consisted of people coming up to me at random and saying, oh my god, thank you, Symphony is so awesome. So I'm feeling pretty good about it, and it sounds like everyone else is too. And you know, the benefits, I think, everyone sees. It's, you know, more robust tools than we have now for less effort. It's tools and technologies and methodologies that people outside Drupal would be familiar with. And that makes it easier for us to bring in new developers who have worked with Symphony before, or have worked with Java, or have been trained in traditional development approaches, and really opens us up to new developer communities, new pools of talent that we can bring into Drupal by, you know, adopting those more broad-based tools and technologies and approaches. So, yeah, the response has been phenomenally positive, I think.